Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today. Talking a little bit of everything. Eastern Conference Finals begin tonight, not only in the NBA, but the NHL. We'll dive into both of those games. We'll also look ahead to T-Wolves, Mavs, and the Oilers and the Stars coming up tomorrow night. Full slate of baseball on deck today. We'll get to all those games during Big League Peach, give out some best bets. Kate Constable joins me middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then we're going to go a little golfing with Glasser today. Charles Schwab Challenge coming up on Thursday. Scottie Scheffler's in the field. Jordan Spieth's in the field. A lot of big names. We'll dive into that. And then to wrap up the show, we'll give out our best bets for today. Any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports, let us know what's on your mind, any plays that you have. We'll try and get to as many as we can throughout the show. And of course, as always, if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, make sure you go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's have some fun. Glasses in session. We kick things off with playoff Peach. We got the Celtics and the Pacers in game one tonight. Boston favored by 10.5, the total 221.5. Talked about it yesterday. Really like the Celtics. Hopefully you got them at 9.5. I still like them at 10.5 in this game. We literally saw this matchup with Boston and the Cavs last series, right? Cleveland was coming off that game seven against Orlando. Quick turnaround. Go to Boston for game one. Celtics take care of business. Easy W. And then the Cavs kind of settle into the series in game two. Their offense was clicking, hit a ton of threes, blow Boston out. I could kind of see similar things happening in this series with the Celtics in Indiana, where Boston blows them out tonight. Then the Pacers kind of get settled into the series. And I think there's a great chance that they steal that game two on the road coming up on Thursday night. But as for tonight, really like Boston, 9.5, 10.5, whatever number you got, I'd lay it with the Celtics. I think they win by 15, 20 points tonight. I think their offense is going to be excellent, so maybe like a Celtics team total over. If you don't want to lay the 9.5, 10.5 with Boston, I think that's another good way to go as well. Some series bets that I like for Boston and Indiana. I bet this in the Cavs-Celtics series, and I'm coming right back with it. Celtics to be up 2-1 against the Pacers after three games in this series. Really like that at plus 110. Just told you guys, I think there's a great chance Indiana gets a split these first two games in Boston. If not, though, and the Celtics go up 2-0, I do like the Pacers to win that game three in Indiana. But either way, whether it's 1-1 going back to Indy or it's 2-0 going back to Indy, I do like the Pacers to get one of those first three games. That's at plus 110 right now on BetMGM. I also like Indiana +2.5 games in this series at plus 125. So all we need the Pacers to do is win two games in this series, which I think they have a great chance of doing. I really like them to win one of those first two games in Boston, and then I do think they're going to win one of those two home games, game three or game four, back in Indiana. I really like the Celtics in six in this series. I'm betting that exactly, Celtics to win the series 4-2 at plus 450. I like the price quite a bit. And sometimes when I just have a feeling, like I know how a series I think is going to play out, I have a good feeling or guess on who's going to win each game, I'm going to take a stab at that as well. So 40-1 for the series to work out exactly this way. Celtics to win game one, Pacers to win game two, Celtics to win game three, Pacers to win game four. So I think the teams are going to alternate wins the first four games of the series, and then I like Boston to win game five and game six. That is 40-1 right now on BetMGM. So playing a lot of similar kind of things, taking a stab with a bunch of good prices, but my favorite one, probably if I had to bet, would be the Celtics to be up 2-1 in this series, heading into game four in Indiana. As for tomorrow night's Western Conference Final Game 1 between Dallas and Minnesota, touched on this a little bit yesterday as well. Think this is a really good spot for the Mavs here in Game 1, right? Both teams coming off really tough series. Mavericks with a nice comeback win in Game 6 over Oklahoma City. But Minnesota, I mean, that was arguably the biggest series win they've ever had in the history of their franchise. This is only going to be the second time that the Timberwolves have made it to the conference final. But taking down the defending champs and obviously the roller coaster of emotions that that series took both fan bases through, where Minnesota was up 2-0. It looked like they were going to sweep. Then they lose the next three games. They come back and win the next two. They won three games, though, in Denver, which in itself is pretty incredible. So I do like Minnesota in this series. I think they win the series in six games. But in that game one specifically, I'm expecting a little bit of an emotional hangover for Minnesota. One thing I would keep an eye on with the Timberwolves, right? This entire postseason, when we have expected something from Minnesota, they have not played well and they have not won those games. But when we have treated them as underdogs or we're kind of underestimating them, that is when they have played at their best. Those first two games in Denver in the series, right? Game one, we're thinking, all right, maybe this series could be competitive. Go right in Denver, win that game. Then game two, go Bears out. Nobody's giving them a chance. We all think Denver is going to win that game too. They win that one. And then they come home for the next two games and we're all expecting them to at least win one of those games. They don't win either of them. Then we're all saying, all right, you know what? The road team has won every game in this series. It's probably going to continue. Minnesota in game five, the Nuggets end up winning that one. And then at that point, when Denver went up 3-2, everybody thought the series was over, and then the Wolves win game six and game seven. Well, now everybody's on Minnesota, right? Everybody's on the Wolves hype train. So they're expected to win this series. People are going to continue to back them throughout the series. Even if they lose game one, they're going to continue betting Minnesota. So how they handle those expectations will be something interesting to watch. But I do like the Mavs to win game one, a bet that I really like on BetMGM. Dallas to win the first game, Minnesota to win the series at plus 500. I think that is an excellent bet. Game one, though, so fascinating, right? As I mentioned, I like Dallas because Minnesota, I think they'll be an emotional hangover. But keep in mind that in the first two series that Dallas has played so far against the Clippers and Oklahoma City, they got blown out in both of those game ones. I'm expecting a much better performance from the Mavs. So I'll take them plus 4.5, and I'll take them on the money line as well at plus 150. As for the NHL, couple of conference finals on that side as well. We got the Rangers and the Panthers starting tonight. Really like Florida in this series. I think they're the best team in the NHL. Their offense is clicking right now. They obviously made it to the Stanley Cup final last year. And it's pretty telling that of the four remaining teams left in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the team that has the worst odds to win the title is the team that won the President's Cup trophy, and that is the New York Rangers. So I'm betting Florida tonight at minus 115. I'm betting them to win the series as well at minus 135. And then as for Dallas and Edmonton, I think this is going to be a really good series. In the NHL, I just mentioned in the NBA, I like fading teams in the first game of the next series when they're coming off a Game 7 win. In the NHL, it's the opposite. When a team wins a Game 7, I like betting them in that Game 1, keeping that momentum. I like Edmonton in that Game 1 against Dallas, so I'll take the Oilers tomorrow at plus 110 against the Stars. All right, let's talk some baseball. We got a full slate today. during Big League Peach. We will start with the Mets and the Guardians. Adrian Hauser going up against Carlos Carrasco today. Cleveland minus 130 on the money line. Mets plus 110. Over-under is sitting at 9. I'm going to take the Guardians at minus 130. Cleveland's having an awesome year right now, and Hauser, the pitcher for the Mets, really struggled as of late, giving up a bunch of runs. I'll take Cleveland minus 130. Brewers going up against the Marlins. We got our guy, Robert Gasser, on the mound against Trevor Rogers. You guys know, whenever Gasser's pitching, I'm going to back him because his last name is almost the same as mine. He's been good to us so far. We'll continue to take the Brewers minus 145. Padres against the Reds. Joe Musgrove against Andrew Abbott. Musgrove really struggling so far this season. Four of his last five starts, he's given up three earned runs or more. I'll take the over 9 in Padres and Reds. Giants going up against the Pirates today with a total of 8.5. Logan Webb against Martin Perez. San Francisco minus 135. The Pirates are plus 115. I'll go with the under 8.5. I think this is a pitcher's duel today out at PNC. Rangers and Phillies, really good series between these two teams. John Gray going up against Ranger Suarez, an elite pitching matchup. Ranger Suarez is a ridiculous 8-0 this year with like a 1.7 ERA. John Gray's been pretty good too. He's 2-1 with a 2.08 ERA. I know Philadelphia might be the best team in baseball right now, and they have not lost a game yet when Suarez has been on the mound. But getting Texas at plus 145 is just too good to pass up. I'll take the Rangers today. Twins and the Nationals. Joe Ryan on the bump for Minnesota. Patrick Corbin on the mound for the Nats. Nats are plus 150. The Twins are minus 185. We've backed Corbin a couple times this year, getting some good money line prices, and it's been working out for us. We'll continue to ride that wave. I'll take the Nats today at plus 150. Red Sox and the Rays at the Trop today. Rays are minus 140. The Red Sox are plus 120. Cooper Criswell going for Boston against Zach Littell for Tampa Bay. I'll take the Rays. I liked him yesterday. Boston, Rafael Devers had another game with a home run. It's a sixth straight game with the home run. I like the Rays to bounce back today. Yankees with an epic collapse yesterday in the ninth inning. You really hate to see it if you're a Yankees fan. It's just really tough. Minus 160 on the mound today against the Mariners, or a plus 135. Brian Wu going up against Clark Schmidt. I will take the Yankees to bounce back today. They should be on a 9-game winning streak. They got the loss out of their system. I think they bounce back, take care of business today. White Sox against the Blue Jays. Garrett Crochet going up against Yusei Kikuchi. Kikuchi's been very good for Toronto this season. Yesterday was the day to back the White Sox with Eric Fetty on the mound, who's been very good for Chicago. I don't think you can back them today. I'll take Toronto on the run line at plus 120. Braves against the Cubbies. Charlie Morton going up against Javier Assad today. Cody Bellinger is the guy that you want to know about today. 5-for-11 in his career against Charlie Morton. I'll take Bellinger over 1.5 total bases at plus 105. We got a pick 'em today in Kansas City between Alec Marsh and Casey Mize. I will pass on that game. Orioles in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. This is the anniversary of Adley Rutschman getting called up for the Baltimore Orioles. We're back at Adley today, over 1.5 total bases at minus 125. You guys know I love me a good narrative bet. Angels against the Astros. Griffin Koenig against Christian Javier. Angels took down the Astros last night. I think Houston bounces back. Rockies and the Athletics. The A's are minus 135. A's have really struggled here the last couple weeks. Rockies are playing a little bit better baseball, but I'll take Oakland at a discounted price today at minus 135. And then give me the Arizona Diamondbacks on the money line today at plus 125 going up against the Dodgers. You usually don't see the Dodgers as this small of favorites at home all that often, especially with the way that they've been playing as of late. But I'll take the Snakes today, plus 125 against LA. B. Mills, Christian Javier, under 5.5 strikeouts. I'd be a little nervous of that going up against that Angels order, especially with all the runs that they exploded for yesterday, B. Mills. I'd stay away, but certainly anytime you're betting an under strikeout prop against the Angels, definitely would be a little bit nervous about that. Let's go to Motto Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on a Tuesday. A lot to get to. Get Kate's thoughts here on the NBA Conference Finals. Kate, before we do that, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays. Braves money line -125 at the Cubs today. Braves played a doubleheader yesterday, then had to travel, but the Cubs have been a little quiet at the plate lately. So Model likes Braves money line there. It also, PJ, likes the Cardinals, +130 on the money line against the Orioles. And last year, I don't know if you remember this, but this was like a big running joke. Whenever the model bet against the Orioles would win, and vice versa. So this might be a spot where we go against the model here, take the O's, but the five-star play is Cardinals money line against Baltimore.
Kate, that's the best thing I've heard all day, that the model is fading the Orioles, because you're right. That was a cash cow for us last year. Love that. Kate, what about you? What are you? What are your best bets for tonight outside of the Orioles? Because we know we're betting them now. What else do you like?
That's right. I'm going to go in this Eastern Conference Final Game 1. I'm going to lay it with the Celtics. I was able to get 9.5 earlier today. You might still be able to find some out there, but I just think this is a game where the Celtics have been sitting around. So sure, maybe they come out a little rusty, but they've had a week to prepare for Indiana. They've had a week to rest and get healthy. They've been fantastic in their game ones, both against Miami. They won game one by 25. Against Cleveland, they won by 20. And the Pacers, coming off of a big, you know, a huge win, not just a big win, a huge win in Madison Square Garden just a couple nights ago. So haven't had a whole lot of time to recoup. I think the Pacers are going to be okay or decent in this series, but just not in this game one. This has Boston written all over it for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like Boston quite a bit as well. How about the series, Kate? Just looking at it long term, really with Boston so far in the playoffs, we know that they're going to win all these series. It's just a question of like how many games this series goes. It feels like that the Pacers series is kind of the same thing. Everybody likes Boston to win. It's just a question of how many games can Indiana win. So what are your thoughts? Is this going to be a sweep, a five-game series? How do you see this one playing out?
No, I don't think we get a sweep from Boston. I mean, from what we've seen through these first two series, Boston is just going to hand Indiana a game on a silver platter, right? They did that in game two in both series. And then there could be a game where the Pacers, I mean, the Pacers offense is really, really good. The defense is their downfall. Maybe the Pacers offense gets hot again, shoots something like 67% like they shot in that game seven against the Knicks. And Indiana is able to blow Boston out in a game. So I like the Pacers +2.5 on the series spread. You can still get that for plus money. I believe it's still at +125 over at BetMGM. I also think this could go over 5.5 games. That is also plus money over at BetMGM. So I see Indiana winning two games in this series. So again, I guess maybe 4-2 is Boston winning the series. 4-2 is also a way you can look at it. But either way, I think Indiana gets at least two games here. So covering a lot of those numbers, that would take care of that.
Kate, we're seeing that series the same way. I agree with a lot of what you just said. How about the T-Wolves and the Mavs? I think game one could be a tricky spot for Minnesota off of that huge series win against the Denver Nuggets. They're 4.5-point favorites. What are your thoughts on that game one tomorrow night?
Yeah, PJ, Chelsea and I talked about this on the Daily Tip this morning, and that's exactly what I think, is that that's a huge, huge win for Minnesota. Like, not just a Game 7 win, not just to get to the Western Conference Finals for just the second time in franchise history, but to do it in the manner that they did, going on the road against the defending champs and coming back from 20 down. Now they've just spent the last couple days, everyone is talking about them, everyone's praising them. Are they going to be quite as focused as the Mavs are coming into this one? Luka was just in the conference finals 2 years ago. Kyrie's been in plenty of conference finals. He's won a championship. The way these two teams approach this game could be a little different. So I actually like the Mavs with the points in game one. I think they could win it outright. And then maybe Minnesota bounces back in game two and going forward. But I'm really worried about the Wolves and just kind of their focus level heading into this first game. So I will be on the Mavs, despite them being on the road to start the series.
And then any series bets that you like in that one, maybe another series spread, maybe an over-under total amount of games, a series, anything that you're doing, players that you're looking at, any props, what are your thoughts on that series long-term?
Yeah, being I like Dallas in this first game, you can get the Mavs to win game one and the Wolves to win the series at 5-1 over on BetMGM. And I think that's a great bet because I still think Minnesota is the top to bottom more talented team. They have the interior play to kind of put some pressure on Daniel Gafford and Derek Jones Jr. I mean, those two players thrived against OKC, but the Thunder were a really poor rebounding team. So you would hope that that would be the case. I don't think it's going to be a similar story against this Minnesota front court. So Mavs to win game one, Minnesota to win the series, plus 500 over at BetMGM. I am loving that play.
So, Kate, it sounds like we're in agreement. We like a Boston-Minnesota NBA Finals. So right now, if you had to pick, who'd be your champion?
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to take the Wolves to win it. I mean, why not? Maybe that's a little bit of a homer play for me growing up in Minnesota. But Boston just does not have that killer mentality. I think if they did, we would have seen them win a title by now. I just don't see it happening. If they're going to give teams games every once in a while, if their discipline on the defensive end isn't going to be there for a game or two, you can't do that in the finals. So I'm going to go Minnesota. Plus, you're getting a much better price versus the Celtics, who are already minus, what, 150 to win the finals. Take Minnesota, plus 260. That's how I'm going to look here.
Kate, I think it's the year of the Wolves. We had the NC State men and women both make it to the Final Four. Ooh. They're the Wolf Pack, and here we go with the Timberwolves right there in the Final Four as well. We'll see what happens. Kate, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again later this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. A reminder that also BetMGM, big money week on the Wheel of Fortune. We're giving away up to $10 million in bonuses all week long. Take a spin on the big money wheel for daily prizes and a chance to win $10,000. Once a day, play our free-to-play big money wheel for a chance to win daily prizes. Players will have the chance to spin the wheel to win a prize. Follow the on-screen instructions to claim your reward. 1, free-to-play promotion for BetMGM Sportsbook. 2, BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our big money wheel will have the opportunity to win a reward when they spin the wheel. And 3, reward types include parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, short game parlay boost tokens, bet insurance tokens, and bonus bets. So a lot of good stuff there from our friends at BetMGM. All right, it's time for a Tee It Up Tuesday on Send It In. We got the Charles Schwab Challenge going on this week at Fort Worth Colonial Country Club. Par 70, 7,200 yards. I mentioned at the top, very good field this week. Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, Max Homa, Tony Finau, to name a few. The one thing that you should know about the Charles Schwab Challenge is this event throughout the years has been the Jordan Spieth Invitational. Jordan Spieth, the last 9 years that he has played here, has finished in the top 10 7 of those 9 years. So if you're just going off straight course history, guy that loves to play here year after year, Jordan Spieth would be the option. He's 22-1 to win the golf tournament, which means that you are going to get plus money on him to finish in the top 10. Certainly good plus money on him to finish in the top 5 as well, but anytime we tee it up at Colonial, Jordan Spieth is almost certainly on my card. Also, Tony Finau is a guy that's played here pretty well in the past as well. The last 5 years, 2 top 5 finishes here for Tony. He just played pretty well at the PGA Championship, which is interesting about Colonial. Usually, historically, this has been a golf course that at times has favored the shorter hitters. Usually, it's a strategic course. You kind of have to plot your way around the golf course. You have to drive it into certain areas. You can't just bomb it all over the place. However, recently, the bombers have started to have some success here. Tony Finau obviously being one of the longer hitters on tour. So now it's just kind of opened it up for everybody, which makes the event really exciting, gives you a lot of betting options on who to take this week. But Tony Finau, certainly a guy who has played well here throughout the years. Obviously, we got to talk about the favorite, Scottie Scheffler, who is plus 275 to win a golf tournament, which is just absolutely insane. But you can understand why, because every time Scottie tees it up, he pretty much wins. Obviously, he had a lot going on this past week at the PGA. We'll see if there's any effects still lingering from that as he heads into the Charles Schwab Challenge this week. I don't think there will be. And the last 2 times that Scottie has played here, he finished 3rd and he finished runner-up. So you're talking about a guy that nearly wins every time he plays and has played very well here. One thing that is worth noting about Scottie Scheffler, though, is that he has never won an event after the month of April. So now that we're into May, we're approaching June, July, August, as great as Scotty is and as great as he's been the last couple of years, he tends to do all his winning in, you know, the West Coast and down in the Florida swing. Once we start moving all over the country and getting to these summer months, that's when Scotty has failed to win. So that certainly is something to monitor as well, and he is a plus 275 to win this week. Another guy that I like this week that I would keep an eye on, Brian Harman. Just feels like a really good Brian Harman week to me. Last seven times Brian Harman has teed up here, seven of the last 8 years, I should say. Harman has finished tied for 30th or better, so he's played very well here. Pretty good showing at the PGA Championship, but Harman's a guy, again, I talked about a lot of the times the golfers that win here are guys that plot their way around the course. You're not looking for like these bombers, these long hitters. You got to be accurate this week. You got to have a good short game. You're going to have to deal with some wind as well playing there in Texas. So Brian Harman would be a guy that I would look at. I think you're getting a great price with him at 40-1. A lot of interesting names this week in kind of that like 25, 40-1 range. Certainly Finau at 28-1. You got Harris English there at 33-1. Sung J.M., Sepp Straka are interesting at 40-1. But Brian Harman would be my guy kind of in that group at 40-1 that I like this week. Think he's got a great opportunity here at the Charles Schwab Challenge. Colin Morikawa, 12-1, certainly playing really good golf here in the last month or so. Ever since the Masters, Morikawa has started to look like his old self. You got to be a good iron player if you want to play here, and Morikawa is as elite an iron player as it gets. But man, his putter, just can he consistently putt well for all four rounds? He can putt well for two rounds, maybe even three rounds, but it seems like every event there's one day where his putter lets him down, and that's the difference, and that's the way it was in the final round of the PGA Championship. But Brian Harman, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau, those are some guys that I am looking at this week. All right, time to wrap up the show now. PJ's plays, our favorite bets for today. We're going to start with going streaking, as we were able to start a new streak yesterday. And let's make it two straight. Cody Bellinger is going to be my guy today. He is 5-for-11 in his career against Charlie Morton. Bellinger's having a pretty good season, batting 263, has a hit in a couple straight games, but his being a left-handed hitter going up against right-handed Charlie Morton with all that off-speed stuff has been a great matchup for Bellinger throughout his career. I'll take him once again today as my pick in going streaking. Also, we got Jason Tatum. Prop lock, over 2.5 three-pointers at minus 125. Really like this play today for Jason Tatum. It's going to be interesting. Game one so many times in a playoff series, especially in the NBA, is a feeling out game, right? Especially for a team like the Pacers, who haven't been sitting around very long. They just had a seven-game series, and now it's a quick turnaround to get ready and watch film and prepare for the Boston Celtics. And you know the Celtics are going to jack up a lot of threes tonight, right? So who's going to be the guy that gets the most looks and makes the most looks? Is it going to be Derek White? Is it going to be Jaylen Brown? Is it maybe going to be like a Joey Hauser or Peyton Pritchard off the bench? I think Tatum would be my guy tonight. I think he could hit like four or five of them. I really don't think Indiana is going to have a great defensive matchup for Tatum. Maybe they throw Siakam on him. Maybe they throw like a smaller Neesmith on him, possibly. But I like this matchup. I like the price on Tatum as well. Laying the minus 125 juice for three or more three-pointers. That is my prop lock for tonight. My dog of the day is going to be Patrick Corbin and the Washington Nationals at plus 150. I know it's scary to back Patrick Corbin, and a couple of years ago, I would never, ever, ever be making this bet. But the Nationals are a feisty team. They're hovering right now around that final wild card spot in the National League. They got a lot of fun, young prospects that are playing really well. And they've been winning games with Corbin on the mound this year, and he's been pitching pretty well against them. I also like when we get an off-speed kind of pitcher in Corbin that plays in an interleague series, right? You don't get to see him as much, and certainly when he's on, that curveball is extremely devastating. So, like the price tonight at plus 150. Twins have really been struggling. They've lost like six of their last seven games. I'll take the Nats tonight at plus 150. Shawnee Sharp, what say you? What's your favorite play for today?
Yeah, Peach. I was going to go with Pacers money line and Pacers team total over, but I decided to be a little more realistic here. Miles Turner over 15.5 points is what I'm rocking with. Obviously, no Porzingis, so I think that Turner has the advantage over Al Horford. He's gone over this in five games last series. I think that depending on the matchup he is. And also, he shoots threes. So I think he'd go over his three-point prop as well. But also, the team total for the Pacers is at 106.5. It's at even money. They only did not go over this line three times so far this postseason. So I think that's also a really good look, too.
All right, very nice there. Miles Turner, over 15.5 points for Shawnee Sharp. My best bet is going to be the Celtics minus 3.5 in the first quarter against the Pacers. Yesterday, I gave out my best bet is Boston minus 9.5, so I wanted to give you guys another bet. I like Boston to get out hot in the first quarter, right? They've just been kind of waiting around. They're anxious. They're getting ready to play, and they know this is the kind of game where Indiana's going to be limping in there. Again, that quick turnaround from a Game 7, a physical, tough, grueling series against New York. This is one of those games that Boston just doesn't want to mess around with. Now, you got to worry about that because the Celtics certainly do that a lot, but they haven't done that yet in Game 1 so far of these playoffs. Took care of things against the Heat early on in that game. Did the same thing against the Cavs. I think they'll do that again here tonight against the Pacers. I'll take Boston minus 3.5 in the first quarter. B Mills wants to know Scottie Scheffler top five at minus 175. B Mills, love that play. I think you got to play Scottie top five in every event that he tees it up, right? Because to win, even though it's a plus 275 and you can certainly see him winning, you just give yourself more room for error there in top five. And if Ted Scott was on his bag for the PGA Championship on that Saturday and Scottie didn't go to jail on Friday, he maybe wins, but he certainly probably finishes in the top five. So I think it is another great bet. Real quick to recap, Cody Bellinger is our playing going streaking. Jason Tatum, over 2.5 threes, is our prop lock. Nats are our dog of the day. Celtics minus 3.5 first quarter is going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining the show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Good luck on all your bets. And as always, if you missed any part of the show, go check it out on the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcast. See you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.